So we're now going to do a short exercise to put you in touch with your own past life imagery. This is a chance for you to explore your own themes via your childhood games, and they will lead you in the exercise into a past life image. First of all, just make yourself comfortable and close your eyes. Just take one or two deep breaths. Simply let go. Let your breathing be regular and comfortable. Stay in your body. You don't have to go off anywhere. Just find yourself reviewing your childhood in one way or another. Just let memories or images of places you lived, schools you went to, start to surface. And particularly remember friends you had, brothers, sisters, whoever, but the ones you used to play games with. Maybe your special friends. Maybe you played games all alone. Perhaps you recall a special place you used to go to. Nobody knew you were there. Perhaps it was in your yard or garden. Perhaps you had to go into the woods or down the road. An old disused building, a shack. Perhaps it was in your own house. Upstairs, downstairs. Where do you see yourself? Roughly how old are you at this moment? Are you with friends? Are you alone? Do you have any special toys with you? Have you made these toys? Been given them? They obviously have a special meaning to you. You like them. Do you pick them up? Play with them? Change them? See what you're doing. Maybe you have dolls that you dress and undress in certain ways. Maybe little miniature toys of soldiers, figures of one kind or another. What do they mean to you as you look at them? What are you imagining doing with them? Do you put them in buildings? Do you build some special containers or places? Do you hide them, bury them, wrap them up? Just see what you're doing with your toys or special objects. Perhaps you have a big collection of these that you keep secret. Perhaps you've been collecting different objects, or maybe one type of object all the same. Do you have supplies of things? Do you have paper, pictures, maybe books, maps? While you're playing, if you're with others, do you like to have a certain role? Are you the leader, the director? Do you like someone else to take the lead? Have you found a special friend who really understands your kind of game just as you understand his or hers? So maybe you don't even have to think of it. You get straight into your game immediately. Do you like to be a helper? Are you taking care of someone or something in your game? Do you like to play the parent and turn your friend or friends or dolls into little children or babies? Are you perhaps healing? Are you making things better? Like a doctor or a nurse? Do you like to fight? Do you like battles, conflict? Do you dress up when you play games? Have you found some makeup, something to put on your face, possibly? Maybe an old hat you use? Maybe one of your parents' pieces of clothing that have been discarded or been given to you? So out of these fragments of memories, just choose one that is particularly strong and focus on that. Go deeply into it. Find yourself there. Remember this little body you had and the excitement, the intensity of this game, how it absorbs you. And just spend a little while with it. See how it develops. See what you do with it as you enter into the world of your imagination, and maybe a feeling of being a different person as you do this game. And now let your fantasy really take over as you play this game and imagine these different activities, movements, things, objects, clothes. And start to let yourself drift into an adult body who is doing these things seemingly in another lifetime. A different culture. A culture that is somehow mirrored in the clothes or the objects you're playing with. A different time in history. See yourself maybe as a grown-up, maybe as a child, but in a different period of time that is exactly like the game you were creating. Maybe you're beginning to recall whole scenes, whole fragments of your past lifetime. You may remember this place from dreams. Perhaps you recognize bits of it in movies that you liked. But right now, this is your past life movie. Be in it fully. Feel your clothes. Feel this body. See and feel the power you have, the feelings you have. Look around you. What kind of people are you with? Are there others with you? You may be alone. What feelings come up for you as you go more deeply into this scene? See how the action continues. See if there's a house or a dwelling place or a town or a village that you live in. Maybe this takes you into other scenes. Spend a little time in each scene. Now choose one of them where you feel most satisfied or most fulfilled. You really feel important, or that you're doing something that gives you great satisfaction. And just simply freeze the scene as if you had a pause button. Possibly you're going to return to it later and look at it in a different way. But now just bring the images you got back into your present consciousness. I'm going to count to three, and on the end of three, your eyes will be open, and you'll be back in present-day consciousness, but you'll bring these images from your past life with you. One, two, eyes opening, three, back in your room. You may want to write down what you experienced, or draw a picture or two.